When you think about what scares people the most, phobias about death or heights or water or snakes probably come to mind. But one of the most common fears actually centers around something most of us do every day in private. KUNC arts reporter Stacy Nick has more.
You may not be familiar with Stephen Brackett's name, but there's a decent probability that you've heard his voice.
Lost hope and found need, grounded by your surroundings.
Brackett is a lead vocalist and MC for one of Denver's biggest acts, Flowbots. But during a recent interview at the Museum of Contemporary Art Denver, he told me that confident exterior people see on stage masks a hidden fear.
Oh no, I hate singing in front of people. Even though I'm a musician, no, like, I started as a rapper, right? So I was rapping, there may be a little bit of melody in it, but I was never comfortable with my voice.
Which is why, even to this day, Brackett finds singing in public to be a little bit stressful. And he's not alone. Lots of surveys show that people fear public speaking and singing more than dying. The funny thing is, most people also really like singing. In the shower, in the car, anywhere where they're alone. Music is a scientifically proven mood booster, but if you can get past the fear, there's something special that happens when you sing with other people. Social scientists call it a state shift.
I've been in many incredibly dry meetings or conferences, and like I'll come in and interject, like, let's do a song together. You can't imagine the amount of hate that is radiating off the audience when I first proposed this, right? And then, but then we ease into it, and by the time that we get to the point where everybody's like singing, you find that this emotional state of the entire room has shifted, and usually for the better.
But this isn't a new idea. In the early 20th century, the community singing movement began as a way to encourage a more democratic form of art appreciation, one that everyone could participate in.
Song leaders would go from city to city and create giant events. Hundreds of thousands of people would show up.
Adam Lerner is the outgoing director of the Museum of Contemporary Art, Denver.
And the idea was actually something very powerful. The idea was like, oh, let's all embody, let's all together express our art.
In an effort to tap into that power, as one of Lerner's final exhibitions with the museum, MCA Denver is hosting Singing with Strangers. The series features afternoon workshops with local artists leading up to a community singing event featuring Stephen Brackett and local hip-hop duo The Reminders.
The whole goal is to have that experience that you very, very rarely have. It's a concert, but this is a concert that you get to experience like you never would any other time, because you get to be a part of the actual making of that event.
So how do you get a bunch of people who don't know each other to sing together?
Excuse me, can I talk to you about music?
In a video for the event, Brackett hit the streets of Denver trying to do exactly that. At first, it didn't go well. But by the end,
it's all trickery. You have to take the resistance, you have to treat that as a real thing. You're not belittling it, you're not dismissing it, but you're encountering it, you're able to speak it into the room, and then you're able to do activities and games. Games are one of the key things that allow people to try something new.
Brackett worries that too often, people think only certain people should sing.
In America, we teach people to be quiet. It starts in your schools. It starts with the professionalization of all the arts. And it just becomes enculturated that only certain very talented, rarefied people get the opportunity to be heard. The byproduct of that is that all of us get to forget that we have voices and that these are accessible to us, and it's actually part of our heritage.
Niami, Africa, sexy and I know it.
As they gear up for this weekend's event, Stephen Brackett and Adam Lerner go through possible songs for a set list.
Roxanne!
One Love, Purple Rain, My Girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, some of these songs just speak across
the American rock and roll.
Yes.
And before you know it,
darling, darling, stand by me, oh, stand by me, oh, stand, stand by me, stand by me.
Stacy Nick, KUNC.
Beautiful. Great job.